We just finished celebrating our grandson's 10th birthday. We didn't forget it. I mean, he wouldn't let us forget it back then. I mean, this boy knew his birthday when he was 2 years old. So, you know, every year, big deal. Well, I'm never going to forget the day he was born because my wife and I were there. We waited outside that birthing room, and then we got the word that he was in the process of arriving, and then we got the summons to come in and see him. One of life's ultimate, well, they used to call it Kodak moments. And suddenly a day that had been just another number on the calendar before became one of the most special days in our life from then on. Yep, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the missing birthday. Now, our grandson always knew when he was born, still does. You know when you were born, even if you've got so many candles on your cake now that it sets off the smoke detector. Basic fact of life. Your life had a definite beginning. There was a point in time at which you were born into your family. Well, it's the same in God's family. See, if you belong to him, there was a definite beginning to that relationship, a time when you were born into his family. Oh, you may or may not remember the specific date, but you need to know there was one. Listen to how Jesus describes our entrance into God's family. It's in John 1:12, our word for today from the Word of God. Speaking of Jesus, he says, "To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Born into the family of God at the point where you consciously welcome Jesus Christ into your life. Now, you'll hear people say, "We're all God's children." Well, not according to the Bible. We're all God's creation, but you're only his child if you've been born into his family. And that happens at the point where you recognize your desperate need of Jesus, and you throw open the door of your life, you let him in, and you receive him, as it says. And obviously, if you've done that, well, you know you've done it. If you don't know that you have, well, you probably haven't. If you ask me if I'm married, I'd say, "Well, I'm not sure." You'd go, "Wait a minute, you got to know." Or what if I said, "Well, I think we must have gotten hitched somewhere along the way." You'd say, "Man, if you're married, you know you're married. It's a conscious decision." So is turning over your life to Jesus Christ. It happens when you realize that you're away from God because you've done your life your way instead of God's way, and you decide it can't be that way anymore. You recognize your only hope of being forgiven, your only hope of heaven, is Jesus and the dying that he did for your sins on the cross, and then his coming back from death. And you reach out and you grab him like a drowning person will grab a lifeguard, and you say, "You're my only hope, Jesus." Now, has there been a time when you did that with him? If you don't know, you probably don't belong to him. But you could today. This could be the day when, for sure, you do what maybe you've somehow missed all these years. You agree with Jesus. You go to his meetings. You believe his beliefs. You try to live Jesus' way, but somehow you've never consciously given yourself to the one who gave his life for you. But once again, he's knocking on the door of your heart. He's giving you one more chance to belong to him. Why don't you get this settled once and for all today? Get it done. Tell him, "Jesus, I am yours beginning today. I am putting all my trust in what you did on the cross for me and the fact that you came out of your grave. You are alive. And I want to move from just believing about you to belonging to you. Let this be the day I am born into God's family. I'm yours." Wow. Once you do that, you will finally experience the unspeakable joy of knowing him for real, knowing there was a day you began your relationship with him. This can be your Jesus day.
Thanks, Ron. Are you experiencing an earthquake in your life? With so much shaking all around us, how can we find an anchor and discover hope in times like these? Ron Hutchcraft has a brand new ebook. It's called Unsinkable Hope for Uncertain Times. Ron's practical insights will help you not just survive, but thrive as you seek to follow Jesus and make a difference for him. This free ebook is available for download right now when you visit awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.